More Ebeling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The club with his pants falling down or the dance.
Welcome back. Jack Ebeling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebeling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, you know, now that we have all these theme songs for Ken Glickman, he's got his Monday theme song, his Thursday theme song. We've got to see how long it takes you to get him confused, play the wrong one. But we're going to also have to work on a theme song for Nicole Sclafani. Not that she doesn't have enough musical contacts, but we're going to have to get some weekly music for her. Want to welcome in Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jack. How are you today?
Just fine. I don't know if you heard Nicole say that after Labor Day, a lot of the outdoor events go away for a while, and this is really when the theater scene picks up, and this is where Ken Glickman earns his big paycheck.
The big bucks. I've been waiting for him. But it's true. You know, the fall starts, and all the inside events begin, and the two big events for this weekend is the opening of the Riverwalk Theater, and we had a wonderful interview last week with Chad Badgerow, who
yes.
is the director of Caroline or Change, which is a musical that few people know about, I think. But he really made it sound interesting, didn't he?
Yes, very much so. In fact, I'm hoping to see that show either Sunday or next week.
I'm seeing it Saturday night, and I'm doing a review, so it'll be in next Thursday's State Journal. And, no, it sounded interesting. It was about a servant for a, in 1963, a black maid, as it were, for a Jewish family in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
In 1963, right in the middle of the civil rights explosion. And, you know, it's interesting, Jack. A lot of folks that are younger than we are really are unaware of the battles that went on and during the civil rights movement and how difficult it was for us to have the kind of freedoms that we have that we are enjoying today.
And that's one of the things I really like about this show. I was talking with Ken Beechler yesterday, and I said, uh-huh. you know, this is kind of an interesting offering here, but there is a lot that you can learn from. It doesn't all have to be lighthearted. It doesn't have to be, you know, what sometimes people think of as musical theater. There's a lot here that can be educational.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, especially when you consider like South Pacific and what the race issues were in
mm-hmm.
South Pacific and even Carousel when you consider wife battering and children battering and men who have no control over their anger, things like this. This is quite shocking when you consider Carousel came out in 1945.
Right, right.
And I think when high schools do musicals, I think they are a little remiss in not talking about the social values and what is really going on in many of these plays. You know, even the lighthearted ones like Bye Bye Birdie, you know, okay, so what was going on in 1960 with Elvis going into the army? You know, few people go into the army today.
Right.
There is no draft, and Elvis was drafted, and so I think there's a lot of social significance in some of these plays, you know, have a lot of depth to it. But I don't want to gloss over the other big opening this weekend, which
okay.
is the Lansing Symphony.
Right.
And the Lansing Symphony opens tomorrow night, and the Lansing Symphony is the largest cultural organization in Lansing. It's got a budget of nearly $1 million. It's very successful. It fills up the Wharton Center, which holds 2,500 people. And they have lots of, they have the Masterworks concert, which you are aware of, but they also have a Pops concert series. They have a chamber music series. They have special events that come in. And their new conductor is his fifth year, Timothy Muffet.
Mm-hmm.
People just love this guy,
sure.
and the orchestra has performed just wonderfully under him. I mean, they play better than they've ever played. And what's exciting about this concert is one of the soloists is Tanya L. And Tanya is an Okemos High School graduate who was a talented cellist when she was Milkomis, and I knew her back then. And her parents, Frank L., is a clarinetist, and her mother, Ava L., is a cellist. And they both used to play with the Lansing Symphony. And as a child, she used to be in the audience, and she used to love to see her parents get dressed up in their formal black wear to play in the symphony. And now she's on the symphony stage. She went to Juilliard. She went to play with the Milwaukee Symphony. And now, at age 32, she is playing with the Cleveland Orchestra, which is many people think is the finest orchestra in the country. And so she has really reached great heights in accomplishment, and she has a trio called the Trio Trezzetto, and it's piano and violin and cello. She's a cellist, and they're playing the Beethoven Triple Concerto tomorrow with the orchestra.
Ken, I need to ask you, as someone who has done a lot of arts criticism, in terms of where the Lansing Symphony stacks up among other city symphonies of similar size, would you say that Lansing is in the upper echelon, certainly renowned in many ways, or is it just improved?
I think it's improved a great deal. It's always, when I listen to the symphony and do write a review of them, it's always one of my challenges, and this is not only the symphony, but plays as well, is I really have to critique them against themselves. I can't critique them against the Detroit Symphony or the Chicago Symphony or the New York Philharmonic. That would be unfair.
No, I understand that, but I'm talking about what we have here compared to other similar-sized cities.
Oh, I think they're excellent.
Okay.
I think now I have not gone around to a lot of other cities, but this orchestra, you know, I was just talking to Tim Muffett a few weeks ago, and he was just waxing, you know, eloquent about how many great musicians there are in the mid-Michigan area. And, you know, Michigan, Jack, we're probably running short, aren't we?
No.
Michigan has a lot of orchestras. Battle Creek, Jackson, Flint,
right.
Kalamazoo, Muskegon, Grand Rapids is an excellent orchestra. And so many of the same players, these freelance guys, go from town to town to town playing. So it's really many of the same players.
Oh, okay. But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but in the Lansing Symphony, the first chair wind players, for sure, are mostly professors at Michigan State.
Okay.
And so these are very good players, and they play with a lot of enthusiasm, and they really care. And don't forget, these concerts, which are very, very good, are only prepared in 1 week.
Really?
Yeah.
One week?
They rehearse every
evening.
It
takes 5 or 6 weeks to prepare a play.
Exactly. Every evening, they will rehearse on the week previous to the concert. Of course, a play, you know, these are all volunteers. The orchestra, they're all paid.
All right. I want to bring Scott in here for a minute because he has a background in music at Michigan State University. Are you familiar with the Lansing Symphony? Have you been to any of the concerts at Wharton Center?
Oh, yeah. I've shared a stage with them before in the concert bands I've been in, yeah.
All right. And your impressions of what they have to offer and the level of competency?
Oh, it is very good. Just like Ken said, I've had most of my professors or grad students were performers in there. Both Rich Illman and Mark Flegg were lead trumpet players there for a little bit. So it is very good.
And Rich is still first trumpet there.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he is a fantastic player. And I know most, just like Ken said, most of the wind professors at MSU do play in that.
I'm very curious, Ken. Maybe we can find out how many of the people in the Lansing Symphony do, as you say, go from symphony to symphony, and maybe are a member of three or four of these groups.
Oh, yeah. I would, you know, it would be good. We can certainly have Maestro Muffett on and talk
right.
to him about that. But I would say there's probably 20 or 30 who are freelancers and go from orchestra to orchestra, but you know there are some who are, you know, like the concertmaster is probably Lansing alone and the first cellist and people like that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you've got a number of string players, a number of violin players, who they really have to fill the section. And these folks, you know, are circuit riders.
Is there ever a show, or could there ever be a show, where the best musicians from the Lansing Symphony, the Grand Rapids Symphony, the Detroit Symphony, whatever, would all come together as sort of an all-star symphony, or are some of these top players already playing in more than one of these?
Well, that would be interesting. I think Detroit's in a whole other category.
Right.
I mean, they
right.
are they're probably, you know, ninth or tenth. Although they're on strike right now.
Oh, well then.
And
that's
this is a problem because they're supposed to be here in October. So I hope that concert doesn't get canceled. But no, that'd be an interesting project.
Kind of like an all-star game.
Yeah, absolutely. But Grand Rapids is quite a good symphony, and they've got CDs out and, you know, and quite a bit. But I see the Lansing Symphony not only as an excellent group for the size town that Lansing is, but I see them as even getting better because Tim Muffet is just an exciting conductor. People like him, and he's really demanding more and more out of the orchestra every year.
All right. I want to tease our listeners a little bit about one show that's very popular, the Owosso Community Players. Have their Back to Broadway series. It's entitled Out of the Dark, and it opens next week, September 17th, so that would be a week from tomorrow, and I'm going to see a dress rehearsal next Thursday. But for people who have not been to the new renovated Studio Theater in Main Street in Owosso, what can you tell them?
You know, I've not been out there, Jack.
All right.
I know people who have performed there, and, you know, Owosso has a great legacy.
They had the fire with the Lebowski Theater, right?
Yeah, and that was too bad because that was one of the great old theaters. But Owosso has just had a lot of great musical productions. They have an orchestra out there.
Right.
I mean, you know, for a town the size of Owosso, they could be very proud of what they've done.
Yeah, and that's a very popular show, the whole Back to Broadway series. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of tunes that people know and certainly enjoy taking advantage and humming along with the music. So we'll check that out next week and much, much more. And, Ken, we will talk with you again Monday, another installment of Get a Job.
Looking forward to talking to you then, Jack.
All right. Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor. We will be right back with our final segment. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.